morning. Somebody came on. Good morning, John. WE2KOP.
Morning, George. They are one fired, W2. Teach CB, one out from the big special event station over the weekend.
I feel your pain. Come on, John. Yeah, I think we're all dragging this morning. Had a birthday party for my wife at the house yesterday. Jordan's is happy. Yeah, good time. Sounds like you had a fulfilled weekend. Took off Thursday and Friday. I caught nice 4 days of good weather. So it was great. Back to you.
Excellent. Yeah, 4 days of nice weather. Yeah, well, that beautiful day Saturday and great Saturday night. And tear down Sunday morning. We're out in Cathedral Pines with the scouts. They had a county, Suffolk County wide camporee based on communications. Well, it winds up being a ham radio camporee because all the other vendors and venues were supposed to show up, but they no show. So it was our group and 300 scouts. And when I get back from coffee, I'm gonna make you really, really laugh. I guarantee it. Because we did something that hasn't been done in a long while from this area. And we created mayhem on a certain band, and I'll explain as soon as I get back. W2HCB, hopping out for coffee.
Alright, John. A couple of blocks from the parking lot. I'll be here at WA2KOP.
W2HCB Molbeck.
Ah, good timing.
Where'd you go? Okay, you're gonna laugh at you. You'll love this one. So, we got a dull moment. There's 300 scouts out there. So, at like 9 o'clock, they do that campfire thing. So, we're still operating. We had four stations going, you know. And one of the younger members of my club there, he put his girlfriend out. Nice girl, 23 years old, school teacher in New York City, you know. All day we've been teasing her. We're going to get you on the air, we're going to get you on the air, we're going to get you on the air. Well, we put her on 160 meters, George, and we created a massive pile-up. Massive pile-up. So one of my guys has got a DX cluster running on his laptop. He goes, hey, look at this. All of a sudden they show our club call sign. Sweet Alice looking for QSO calling CQ 19000. I couldn't believe it. Then he checks about 10 other clusters. We're all over the clusters. It was hysterical.
Somebody's going to be looking for you guys, huh? Oh. Sounds like you had a great time. Hope you got to use some of that stuff you picked up at HRO. Ah, very good. Very good. I'm parked here. We'll turn the lights on. And, but that's great, John. That's great. She had a good time, sounds like it. Dad, I'll listen out. You have a great day. WA2KOP.
10-3. Just getting on the expressway headed into Midtown. W2HCOB. And, George, all of our club equipment's got the voice recorders in them. My 480's got the three tanks. Couple of other guys, we all put her in our radios calling CQ. Oh man, I'm telling you. She had a wonderful time. We got an email from her. Club email. She can't wait to come down and take her test to get her license. Have a good one, George. 73 W2HCB. W2GSB operator change. Awesome Alice calling for CQ and looking for QSOs. Oh my goodness. One of my older members there was logging far. He was having a hard time. Keep it up. EB?
Alright. That sounds cool. I was like, cool. Better than what I was doing Saturday. Anyway. Wow. Seems like people are still off because, just coming around the split here. Traffic is moving well. Alternate side of the street. Parking is in effect dumper, so be careful out there. Leave some room for Steve. You know. And I'll take it like that there. Sounds cool. And I thought your antenna was situation was a thing of the past. I thought you had that custom built antenna thing, and I thought that was all over. Dumper over you. In 2EB. Alright. Going to stay.
JC with a question.
Yeah, I'm going to be using my lip mount, so I'm going to be putting on the back hatch, but I need a little slightly longer Allen screws to hold it in place. So I have to get them. The ones I have, I don't think are going to be long enough now, so I need to get slightly long Allen screws. So until I get them, I have time to get them. I'm be operating from my antennae on my radio until I get to it next week, I guess. My way home from work, I'll stop over at the hardware store. I don't have any time this week, so you'll just have to suffer with my signal until I can get my antenna back on the radio. Although I may make a call to NCG that makes the antenna, and maybe they may have longer screws for me. Over to you. And as you know or you don't know, the Hummer is gone. I'm homeless. OG Charlie, this is KA2NCB.
Take that.
JC, TJC.
JC, I gave it to you. Pick it up. Then give it to me. W2HCB.
Alright, John. I hope everything went well. I heard a little bit. Seems like everything went well. Question. What's the differential for Australia? And Vinny Ace has a very easy-to-find selection of metric screws. If not, you could try McMaster Car online. And you call their line, because you go crazy with their catalog online. So you just call them, they'll figure it out for you, and they'll send it over to you. I'm not sure who takes it, but please take it.
Take it out of time.
Casey, what do you mean by the differential for Australia? Time-wise?
Yeah, what's the difference between the time here and, time and date? What is it, 24 hours or 26 hours difference?
Good question. I'd have to check my clock on my phone, which I can't do right now. I don't remember that stuff. I use my clocks and my world clock and all that stuff. But you know, EB calls Australia on a regular basis, and he knows the offsets. He doesn't like to wake people up in the middle of the night. And JC, yes, the special event went off unbelievably well. 300 Boy Scouts, I think, out of a bunch of them, there was a lot of partial merit badge requirements met. About 24 did all the prior work for the merit badge, and we were quite busy, and quite a few of them did earn the radio merit badge. About 40 of them signed up for our tech class that we're going to have. So it's going to be interesting. And, EB, you'll be pleased to know that we put the sweet voice of Alice on the voice tags on all our radios, calling CQ with the club call sign.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's good. Good old Alan. That's right, but he's 10 feet tall. Go ask Alan. But she's 10 feet tall. Australia's got to be at least, what, 12? I don't know, you can always check it out, if I had get my PDA out, I'll plug in Australia and tell you the exact time it is over there. Yeah, you wake up in the middle of the night just to get on the radio to talk to Australia. Whoa. You guys are booking it, man. And, I know the hum is gone. I know there's a little crack in your voice there, Vinny, but, think of all those car payments. Alright. So you gotta get screws. That's right. You gotta get some longer screws. Preferably Allen. Allen type. Cap head or capless head. Whatever. Good luck with that. And you mentioned hardware store. Where is there a hardware store? You mean not Home Depot?
The time in Sydney, Australia right now is Monday, April 20th, 8:07 p.m.
That's correct. I just looked it up on my phone. It's 8:07 p.m. and which doesn't make sense because you go over the international dateline. So, the screws I have need to be a little longer because it's got to go through a little bit of, it's got to go through the, I believe it's a, where they solder the, back, there's a little piece back there that they use some solder. I was going to go through that, so I left the whole door full off after I put it on. So we did get a low band station on Saturday. I did speak with Cuba, which was, never got to Cuba before. I know it's not a big deal, but for me it was a big deal getting Cuba on the low band. I was on 80? I forget. 80 or 420. Either one or the other, which was Saturday morning. It was good. Band conditions seem to be improving on the HF. So, interesting. You had all those people there. You had a good pile up there, Johnny. Interesting.
KB2NQN Mobile.
Watch the ball for you. Get lost.
KB2NQN on the viaduct.
Viaduct, I don't know.
You check it by a fence. Here we are.
KB, you should have came out and played with us.
You see, Steve, then Donnie. Come on, let's go.
I'm going to have the kids this weekend. They went with their mother, who threw a fit on Friday. As soon as the GAB2NQN mobile, now west of the viaduct and north east of the repeater, for those writing it down. I went to the Janky game. They are the Jankies. 22-4. Excellent. I don't know who's in here. I hear you, Yanni, so fill me in on the gory details. It was a beautiful day for that, so I'm sure you had a good turnout. And hello to the Weiss.
JC, then Donnie. Come on, let's go. Pick those guys up, will you?
Okay, I hate to kill dead airspace, but I'm back. I don't know about KC.
Alright, well, I go after the JC, so I'll pick it up. Maybe drop it off a youngin'. And yeah, Steve, it was a fantastic weekend. And we got a lot of operators on the other side of the radio. When they heard the voice coming over the receivers, very excited. They must have had a hard time logging because we had a very, very, very sweet-talking operator calling CQ for us. One of the guy's girlfriends came down and we forced her onto the air.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm switching between radio to radio. I switched on to Victoria, Australia reflector, but there was no one to be found for about 20 minutes. I was calling. I know what he answered. That's why I wanted to know the time. I do thank you. And I'm trying to connect to another node. There's not a lot of nodes out in Spain, but KC2TJC, and I think it's N2EE, or HCB gets it. If I'm incorrect, please pick it up whoever gets it.
It's N2UAR, November 2, Uniform Alpha Romeo. It's Donnie. It'll be referred to as Donnie, but just Donnie. It'll be fine. Hi, guys. The Monday morning trip into the nightmare. Hi, Skeevy. Nice to see you. Everything's just hunky-dory, wonderful. They finally got rid of my partner. They fired him. And now I got a nice new, brand new boy that's clean and washed. And he'll suffice. Anyway, other than that, all is well. I got another victory report. And, that's it. I guess, I don't even know who gets it after me, so... Sorry, guys. You have to tell me the rotation.
Is there a rotation available? I don't know. No, thank you. N2EB for ID. And, very good. Yes. Oh, so you got somebody new. I thought they just fired the guy because he likes to dip at 11 o'clock and take a nip, I should say. Not dip. Taking a dip would be like in a pool, but taking a nip. That's good. And, alright, so you got a fresh guy, fresh young blood. Excellent. Excellent. So, yeah, the Yankees are doing, quite well. Quite the Yankees that we used to know. So, and then the Mets fans are quiet. Thank goodness for that. Jeez. You're hearing them already. Talking about how bad the Yankees are. That's what a Mets fan does the best. Anyway, since there's no rotation, I'll just like be like everybody else and just go like...
22-4.
Boop-boop.
Are they booing at the Yankee Stadium there, Steve?
Leaving at the Yankee Stadium. At least everybody got to check out the stadium. But We were gone by the sixth inning. That was enough of that. Enough of that noise on a Saturday night. Forget about it. What are you talking about? This is the KV2 NQN Yankees in 5 Mobile. Oh, man. Just goes to show you all you Yankee fans out there. You want to root for a team that's bought and they don't deliver? You can boo for a team that's bought and don't deliver. God, I'm so deep on a Monday morning. Vince, what's happening down at the hotel?
Usual camaraderie and all good stuff. What else can I say? How was Yankee Stadium, by the way? And they can't sell out the expensive seats. They're all empty, which is good. They haven't had to sell out crowds anymore, which is even better. So I guess they're starting to bleed at the wrist, too. How's that? I am a Yankee fan. And it was a display of poor performance Saturday, yes. I believe the Mets was, too, yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, guess Johnny gets it. He can settle a rotation with you and Donnie, the other station there. That's the dumper on Final Approach, K82, Nassau County Dumps, Union Queens.
And then to UAR returning in beautiful downtown Douglaston. I'm sorry about the Yankees. Really breaks my heart. But, you know, they're totally overrated. Besides, now it's time for the warm bath. I guess that manager will be gone soon. Oh, well. And the Mets, you can't really expect much from them anyway, so there's low expectations, so you don't get disappointed. Other than that, the stadiums, they don't impress me too much. Maybe because I work there. But anyway, other than that, everything's just wonderful, E.V.
Me? I don't go. Do I?
You do now.
But it's all school people that gotta go. You got JC, you got where's Gregor? Gregor was out there. I know I go after Donnie, who goes after JC.
Forget Jeff, he's got a short commute.
Don't forget Bill.
Bill from New Jersey?
Well, heck, why not, you know? Don't forget Mike.
TJC, clear for a moment.
He's dropped you guys like a bad habit.
Huh? Hey, just as long as the questions will be nice and to UAR.
By the way, Donnie, I heard that story about your partner right before I went on vacation. He was tipping at 11. So now you got a new squeaky clean kid that you could teach the raw veteran skills to. And how to wear your tool belt real low and show that crack and all that. I hope you're passing on all this valuable information to him.
He's going to corrupt him like he corrupted the other guy. Don't worry about it. Right, Donnie?
Remember Ross saying, if you have a brother that's true, blip him before he blip you. Right.
130 million, boys.
Go check the node from Spain. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Frankfield Boulevard, LYE, doing a double nickel. Very good. How nice. Nobody's going to work this week.
Take a full turn then, Mr. EB.
Okay, I'm at the gate. I'll say 73. Got a key it open. So, stepping out of the car. N2 EB 73. I'm here now. I'm gone.
Okay. For those who care, full dead stop at exit 29 on the expressway.
Flying by the BQE.
You got to hit Northern Boulevard and Douglaston Parkway at the camera light.
Can't wait to find a good spot and take a nap.
wait to go back to work so I can relax again. There's going to be an S storm waiting for me. After 7 days, forget about it. They're going to be clawing at me like a bunch of feral cats in heat. Come on.
God damn. Skeevy, they love you. It's good when you want it. It's when you're not wanted, it's the problem. When you want it, it's great. Fantastic. Good to hear. The building's going nicely, by the way. I can see it every day as I look out into beautiful downtown Flushing.
You drive by the building every day, right?
Oh, yeah. Just as I blow past Main Street every day, as I will in about 10 minutes.
If you need something, you know, fleet enema, something along those lines, stop in. I'll be happy to help you out. And Vinny will be happy to help you out, too. He's there, too.
If you need some asphalt, blacktop, you ask Steve. He'll come out with you open arms.
No problem. No problem at all. You talk to the light bulb king here.
Actually stay on the radio and as I walk to work because I have no antenna right now on my vehicle. So I'm walking right now. How's that, Skeev? And I took a few spots. And by the way, Skeev, the Hummer is homeless. I'm no longer in a Hummer.
You're homeless? What do you got now? You made a deal?
Got a smart car.
Got a smart car.
Got a smart car?
I got a smart car.
You're dumb. How can you get a smart car when you're dumb?
Got a smart car because I'm dumb.
To make him look smarter and greener. Sarah 3 guys, I'm going in the hole. W2HCB at the Hustler billboard.
Don't worry, he'll have the last laugh when gas goes back to $4 a gallon.
Be laughing last. This is the dumper, KA2NCD.
All right. Let me know if you can see any spots while you're huffing it over there. I am not there yet. I'm just coming up to the Jose Cuervo Expressway.
But don't not reserve parking where you are? I thought you were a man of importance. Same to you, AR.
Of importance are out on the street these days.
I'm the cleanest toilets at work. That's how important it is.
I got my own personal plunger now.
Jeff, go ahead.
That's okay. Yeah, that's it. Not having any plunger at all.
How much longer you got, Donnie?
I talk to the man at the retirement bureau probably in a couple of weeks, and they'll tell me I'm kind of shooting for my birthday in January. But they'll tell me.
Knew it was close, but wow. These last 2 years seem to have been taking 10 years, huh?
That's why it's not a bad thing to leave now. It's not, doesn't pay to stay. I'm not going to make anything, so I might as well just collect it.
Well, that time that you were out, did you enjoy it, or did you rip your hair out of your head?
Of the training, we always enjoy the time we have out. Never worry about going to work. We're like kids, you know? That's part of the philosophy of where we come from. We've been in high school for the last 45 years.
I hear that. Yeah, when you're close, it's a lot easier pill to swallow than being, let's say, in your 30s, working on your first kid and your front-end loaded mortgage. Then you'll lose your hair real quick. I don't know how these guys do it. I see these guys that I work with driving around in Escalades and brand-new Suburbans, and I've got my 99 Blazer. Still rolling 137,000 miles. I don't know.
You just fixed your front end.
Good. Front end's all fixed up and new tires, so it's like driving a new car.
KB2NJC.
Pick it up.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's going on?
I don't do new cars anymore. Everything I have is old and paid for, which is nice. And I'm going to piss everybody off. I only owe $11,000 on my mortgage, which I can pay off if I wanted to. But that's where we are.
You mentioned that you suck?
You never tell people that you have no mortgage. That's why they lay you off, because they think you're rich.
100 years left on my mortgage. Does that count as being savvy with my finances?
Well, you could get rid of your mortgage, but then there's the famous home equity loan that everybody has.
Nothing but a business bill.
You want to have a mortgage. You need a tax deduction for with the house. You need it. All right. Yeah, I'm also in the 100-year program. Vinny, you're not alone. But again, I don't understand how these guys do it. Every guy in my shop's got a new, two new cars, not one new car, two new cars. Exorbitant mortgages. They're by the top of the line, everything from flat-screen TVs to sneakers, and I don't get it. I'm shopping at Target, Donnie.
That's easy. Two reasons, as an old friend once taught me. Somebody inherited a lot of money and they're not talking about it. Or they're that stupid that they think their credit cards are going to carry them for the rest of their lives. Credit's a wonderful thing. As long as you got it, you can buy the world. So, you go either way. I hear you. Believe me, I used to do the same thing. I'd work with people that had bigger houses than I had and newer cars and vacations at the Yin Yang, and I'm going, how? And I'm still trying to figure that out.
I'm going into the orifice, everyone. Have a good day. This is the bumper, KA2NCD on the side. Take care.
See you later there, my pet. Hey, Bill, how's your daughter doing? Everything going back to normal?
Thank you for the inquiry. Yeah, she's still home, which is good. It's been 2 weeks, which is even better. She's in good spirits. She actually went down to Sandy Hook and decided she was going to try and climb up to the lighthouse. Well, she did, but she also paid for it the day after. No, but she's in really good shape. She's in good spirits. Her attitude is really great. And it turned out to be methemoglobinemia, which is the hemoglobin just doesn't, you know, it's just not right, and her oxygen levels go down. So it's not as life-threatening as they thought it was going to be.
Okay. So how is that taken care of? With medication, or was it some kind of infection?
Yeah, it was caused from medication, and that's what throws her into it. And since she's got all this other disorder going on, they just have to let it sit there. They normally treat it with methylene blue, and it goes away right away. But with all the other underlying factors, we're just going to let it sit, and, you know, it'll clean itself up.
That's good news, at least in time for the good weather and everything that you could get out and about. I'm sure that helps a lot for your psyche. All right, I'm at 164th Street, 90. So, on final approach here also. Yeah, I can't wait to get back and get slammed. If I get hit in the face with the yellow pages.
You know what I mean, man. I know exactly how you feel. I am exactly staring at Main Street and Booth, or whatever they call these streets these days. I salute your place. I am looking at it with the sprinkler on the sidewalk. Not bad. All right, guys. I'm going to sign because I'm on a home run, too. You know, usual. Wheels down, flaps down. I'm down. I'm out of here. To UAR, please have my best.
Boy, I'm not on the grounds anymore. They gave it to another guy because they thought I was too busy. So we'll see how this works out. 73, and stop by sometime when you can. JB2NQN Mobile. Bill?
Yesterday was a beautiful, beautiful day. I actually got some yard work done. I got the bike out on Saturday, which was even better. Got about 300 miles of change on it. Very cool. Very cool. My wife is into, let's put flowers in this year. So it was a flower year. So $200 worth of flowers later, you know, they're all on the ground and she's happy. That makes me happy, you know.
I'm happy that she's happy, that you're happy, that she's happy.
Oh, so here we go, right? You know, I have two 7800s. I wanted the house, one here. So she hits me the bracket and the wire last night and says, when are you going to put my radio in my truck?
That's so it turns, and so it turns.
I like to hear the boys chat. I said, I bet you do. So I gotta put a harness in, and I got a small mag mount up on the roof, and, but I'm not drilling that. And you know, that's all I said. Now you can't pick up and talk because you don't have any numbers. So get on the computer, do your thing, and go take your test.
I should be able to do that. It's pretty easy. That's cool that she's into it. Yeah, right. She wants to hear about the fluid transfer, which there was none this weekend. Maybe tonight. I'll let you know. I'll catch you later on the way out. Have a good one. JB2NQN Mobile.
Safe, man. I'll catch you on the return. This is KB2NJC Clear.
And to Alpha Sierra Sierra.
Ah, the voice from the ghost and all that kind of stuff. What's up, man? What's going on?
Done nothing, just driving in. The two machines weren't hooked up, so I had to wait till I was in the area, which means I'm almost at work already, before I could get through to you guys.
He says, ruh-roh. All right, voice, you here. This is good. At least you get a chance to chat a wee bit and all that kind of stuff. What's going on? How was your weekend?
It was okay. That's about it. It was just an okay weekend.
Does not sound good. I don't like okay weekend. It's just that we managed to get by and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's about it. Nothing special. But, you know, you could throw a scanner in the car for your wife and now she can hear everybody.
It's not the same. She wants her own radio.
Yeah, she'll get through those. Just tell her to keep going on QRZ and take the practice tests.
Yeah, she wants me to sit there and do that for the extra. And do I have to learn all that stuff? She said, nah. All you have to do is answer a couple quickie questions. No big deal. So I put up the test, and she answered the first five or six that were non-technical, which was good. She says, oh, I can do this. This is easy. Good answer.
Did you make it to the extra?
I'm just starting to pick it up now. I went through the first five modules of it.
There's a lot of shortcuts that I've noticed on that test. A lot of little hints, like any answer with 14 in it is the right answer on the whole test. Any answer. When I was studying, I happened to notice that. And if you're dealing with polar coordinates and rectangular coordinates, if you're on rectangular coordinates, you just have to remember if the circuit is more capacitive, it's negative. If it's more inductive, it's positive. And then the resistance number, say it's 40, it'll say like J40 plus. And that's how you remember it. The 40 is the resistor. And that's only for rectangular, not polar. The 40 plus, the plus means what it was inductive. And that's an easy way. So that'll knock out all those questions.
That's good, because I'm looking at a lot of those mill circuits going crazy. And I'm like, wow. That's the easy way to do it.
And to EHG.
Go ahead, EHG.
Yeah, name is Dave. I was wondering if you'll agree to be my mentor slash Elmer as I'm studying for my extra and looking for tips, tricks, and relational experiences.
Well, the only few I picked up were what I just told him with the rectangular coordinates. And if you do with polar coordinates, a lot of them are just basically a 3-4-5 triangle. Remember that in school, the 3-4-5? So if it says 300 ohm something, 400 ohm something, you know the other one is 500 something. And then you just have to figure out if it's more inductive or capacitive. Anything that's capacitive is negative. Anything that's inductive is positive. So if it has a capacitor and an inductor in there, as long as the inductive reactance is more than the capacitive reactance, then it's going to be positive. And that's the easiest way I could tell you. I'll have to look for more tricks that I remembered. But there was a lot of them I found. I'll have to keep looking. I'll let you know what I could find out.
Yeah, I got through the first 150 questions, and I'm like, okay, I'll just keep on going. And I just, you see, my thing is I do the first group, and then when I get, you know, 85 or 90, I move on to the second group, 85 or 90, I move on to the third group, et cetera. Which helps plan the visuals, you know. You look at the answers, you can actually see the answers.
All right, another thing for you guys to remember, this is another one I just remembered. When they ask you what portion of the band is allocated for the extra class operator, the numbers always start at zero. So it may say like 7500 to 7525, and there's always 25 in between the two. So you'll remember that too. The first number starts at zero, and it ends 25 things after it. So it'll go like, you know, 00 to something something 25. And that's true in all the bands. And that's how you remember that. And if there's two portions of the band that's available, same thing. It has to be the two portions with 25 in between them. And that's a good thing. So that eliminates a lot of little questions right there.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of interesting. I was positive that, because I do better with teachers rather than studying on my own, but if I had a good teacher, I probably would get my extra in like 3 weeks.
I don't know if I'm a good teacher, but those were tricks I picked up. I'll start looking to see if there's more that I can remember. There's more that I could remember, and I'll see if I can remember those extra little stupid things. But you'll get through it. Keep going on QRZ and practicing. But I'm at work. I have to jump off the phone. I mean, off the radio. So, N2 Alpha Sierra Sierra, this will be my final. And Bill, you take care. And that other guy I was talking to, you take care too. And maybe I'll catch you on the way home.
Yeah, I'm in a dead spot, and I'm not going to be able to repeat it from where I am. So, all the time, this is KB2MJC. See you. Bye bye.
All right, thanks, gentlemen. Nice hearing you. N2EHG Mobile will just be listening. N2EHG Mobile, listening.
EC, 2TJC.
N2EHG Mobile, was there a station in there?
Yeah, how you doing? N2UHG? I believe I got that close. Enough. This is KC2TJC.
Yeah, this is November 2, Echo Hotel Bell. Name here is Dave. How are you this morning?
How you doing there, Dave? You know much about the 449125? 70 centimeter repeater?
Nope. Can't say that I do. Not too familiar.
Okay. I was actually trying to disconnect from a node I connected to. But I guess that worst case scenario, I'll let it time out.
Yeah, could have got hung up or something. Assuming all else is equal. haven't really done too much with EchoLink and stuff on rigs, but I've tried it, you know, with the PC. But I think only very few times.
I'm first trying it now, but there's a lot of fun to be had. And, I get a lot of followers. Working nodes. You can do both. So you can do IRLP and EchoLink.
Yeah, I forget which one I have installed on my computer. I have one of them. I'm not so sure about the other. I don't know if one is better than the other. But I have a Mac. At least one made a client for the Mac, and that's the one I have. Yeah, it must be EchoLink, I think. I have on the Mac.
It's EchoLink. I have a Mac too, but I ran EchoLink in Windows, and I virtually ran it using I forget, Parallels, I think. And it didn't quite work out. I have a problem with microphone. When I have a MacBook Pro, and when I run the microphone, it doesn't seem to pick up when I run Windows through Mac, in other words. But what I have to try is to run it native as a boot partition, and let's see what happens then. Although I really don't have the time.
Well, if you want to do EchoLink, the easy way to do it would just be to go to, I think the DogTalk software has a link. You can just download EchoMac. I ran it, no problem. Running Parallels, I mean, I'd always prefer to run it native, but if I had to do, like, HireAP, which I don't think is at the Mac client, and I had to run it on XP, Mac, when you go to the bottom right side of Parallels, there's all these, like, little icons, and one is for speaker, one is for mic, USB, stuff like that. The first time you plug in mic, you have to click on one of those things and then tell it, you know, I want to use this mic or I want to use this mic or the other mic or built-in. Once you set that up, then it'll be okay.
All right, that I actually did not try. Although I didn't do a plug-in mic, I used a hardware mic that's included in the radio. Yeah, I don't know. When I get a little bit more time, what I'm going to do is actually download it on the Dell and then run it from there. And the reason IRLP is not something that you can download or anything, unless you want to purchase the hardware that goes along with it and come and know it yourself. An IRLP node. I believe those are the options for that. This is KVQTJC, and I'm at my box space. I'm going to sign off. I'll listen up to the final.
Okay, yeah, I thought that was built into my rig. Maybe I was thinking of the wires, but I got a little confused. Okay. Well, I guess for sure it'll run on the Dell. But the thing is with parallel stuff, you always, in Mac in general, when you're using accessories like mics and stuff like that, USB ports, you always have to give it a config. Hope that's the trick, and I'll say 7-3 since you have to go. And great speaking to you, N2EHG.
Net tonight at 8:30. SW2RFR Mobile.